My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Mitch got in and took down the poll, thank God. All right, I can Gay. Turn my computer off. That.
Gay. Love that.
Right, anybody that heard the show...
I'm not going to name names, even though his name probably rhymes with the farble mouth of Lawford County. Carl Fargman in here with me. That name probably rhymes with him. And that's the person who put in that poll.
Listen, anybody that listened to the show, they know that it was not our mission to divide the fan base. We were against the poll. The poll somehow got placed.
Friday in August.
There were thousands of votes in a matter of like 5 minutes.
Not doing this.
And yet Mike Vrabel was by far and away the leading vote getter.
We're not talking about 89%. By the way, subscribe to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, 92.3thefan.com on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Jonathan Wells is in the hallway. He looks like $1 million. I want to ask him this question at 9 o'clock. I asked, should Watson play in the preseason? That's an actual thing I want to get into, and it's an early thing, but they discussed it yesterday. And they asked, now, I didn't like what Albert Breer had to say about Vrabel and Jerry Jeudy particularly, but let's hear what he has to say about whether or not Deshaun Watson should play in the preseason. Go ahead.
I go back and forth on that because I could see the desire to kind of get your game day operation going, right? Like, and so you got a new offensive coordinator. The communication stuff is a big part of all of it. You know, I could certainly see where they would say, we can mitigate the risk with the way we call plays. Let's get him out there just so we can kind of get him in a rhythm, get, you know, Kevin and Ken used to working with each other through Deshaun. You know, and obviously Kevin and Ken will have a good opportunity to work together throughout the preseason, no matter who's in there. So a lot of those kinks to be worked out naturally, but yeah, I mean, I could see like the benefit to at least having like some sort of dry run where whether it's a series or a quarter, at least getting those guys into a little bit of a rhythm just as far as their game day operation.
That's Albert Breer. I totally agree. That now I'm on Breer's side again. That makes sense. It's not about when I brought up the preseason earlier today at the beginning of the show, the whole preseason scenario was brought up. You know, would you want to get rid of the preseason altogether? Is the Hall of Fame game real football? Well, it's not a football game that NFL fans pay money for in the classic sense. I mean, if you go to the Hall of Fame game, you're really there for either tradition to see NFL football players that maybe you wouldn't see if you're in the Stark County area, or, and this is the vast majority, you're a tourist and you're there for Hall of Fame weekend, and this is part of the addition. This is going on at the Hall of Fame. Our favorite players, Andre Johnson or one of the other Hall of Famers is going to walk out there and wave and everybody's going to love him. And Devin Hester is going to walk out there and everybody's going to have fun and take their pictures of him on the field and then that's it, right? Like, that's what you go there for. But I think the preseason, and I think that type of thing's important because you need to get your processes down. I thought it was very important for a first-year head coach preseason games, get everybody organized. All right, in this situation, we're doing this. This is what we do in the 12 minutes between the second and third quarter. This is what needs to be done. Because you can say, and you can live it as an assistant as much as you want, but until you do it as a head coach, I don't know if you really know. All that is, if that is that a reason really to continue to have a preseason? For a football fan, no. For a football coach, absolutely. For a football player, maybe, maybe. You know, Dustin felt that the Hall of Fame game is very important. I happen to agree with him because it's another opportunity you can put something on tape in a competitive atmosphere. They're still competing. They're still trying. I know that we don't look at the score and say because it's still a process, but the guys in the field are still competing. But for Deshaun, getting back to the real nature at hand, whether it be Green Bay, whether it be Minnesota, which I don't think there would be a chance in hell he'd play against Minnesota because they have joint practices, or against Seattle and Seattle on the 24th, it may very well find it to be important to get him out there, get any jitters out of the way, go through the process maybe with Jerry Jeudy if Jerry Judy's ready to go, with the first team offensive line. Get some work in with somebody actually really hardcore trying to embarrass him.
I don't think it's just the zip, just the throwing, just the accuracy. I'll tell you another thing I think a lot of Browns fans are looking for right now. How confident does Deshaun Watson look? How in sync with his teammates does he look? Does he seem to have a zeal, you know, again, for the game of football?
Uh-huh.
Because I think some people are wondering, especially after that press conference, which we talked to Jason Lloyd yesterday. We've gotten, you know, Daryl's perspective on it. We've gotten Mary Kay's perspective on it. You know, a lot of people were surprised that we're there. They thought it was almost unprovoked where Watson ended up taking that press conference. And clearly there was a bunch of frustration with what's gone on the last 2 years.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Years with a guy who used to be at the top of the game when it comes to quarterbacks, and yeah, now is an afterthought. I think that's what people want to see. They want to see him smile. They want to see him having fun playing football, because it feels like if that stuff happens, the rest will take care of itself.
Let me get to Deshaun in Cleveland. 216-474-0092. Deshaun, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Tell me how he's supposed to have fun in Cleveland playing football. Please tell me that.
What?
Listening to you clowns every morning? No, I'm sorry, not you two. Not you two specifically. But everybody in the Cleveland media specifically. It's ridiculous.
What?
It's been 2 years and we get a reporter talking about the past still. Because of the press conference, what he said, he's being frustrated in the press conference. So he can't be frustrated. He can't go back on Twitter and say something to somebody if he can do what he wants to do.
I actually agree with you. No, Deshaun.
Real funny. Listen, no, you listen to me.
No, I agree with you. Deshaun, I agree. you. I agree with you. I'm just stating I agree. Go ahead.
But I'm just, you know what? I'm just saying it's going to be real funny when he balls out and doesn't sign a contract.
But what if he doesn't? What if he doesn't?
What? He's going to. What do you mean, what if he doesn't?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
First off, do you know what he did the last three games he played last year? Everybody keeps talking about the Ravens game. How about the games before that? He wasn't just balling one half of the season like everybody trying to say.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Deshaun. I agree.
He wasn't balling only one half of a game last season.
Hold on. You don't need to defend him right now. We understand where you're at on that, but I don't want to redo that. I know that we brought up Jason's article, and Jason came on yesterday, and he brought up the pass. I'm not even blaming you, right, man? Let me ask you this, though.
Yes.
Would you play him in the preseason? That's all I want to know.
I would for them.
You would or wouldn't? I'm sorry.
I wouldn't.
Would not? Okay.
I think he got over the mental hurdle of the speed of the game. I think he got over that. To me, it's all about the health now. I don't think the speed of the game or the Kenny Reed. I think he went through that last year. I think he's fine with that. I think it's just the mental part of him being healthy. I think that's all it is. And I think he needs to not be on the field until week one.
What if he came to you and he said, I'd like to work on timing with my wide receivers?
Oh, well, then let him play. If he wants to play, if he feels like that, let him play.
Okay.
I don't think he feels like that. I think he should be. By the way, if you were to say, I bet he does.
I've never seen any part of Deshaun. For the people that see him vacation.
Thank you, Deshaun. I appreciate
they,
the call.
They make it a big deal that he was on vacation or traveling all around the world.
He got 8 months off. What's he? What else is he supposed to do?
They act like he's not putting the work in when they have no way of knowing. Like, it is silly.
I am telling you.
To attack his work ethic.
I am telling you. I don't know. We just put up a poll, and I'm sure that people are just going to think my word means nothing anymore. Thanks a lot, Marble Mouth. However, I'm telling you, anybody I've ever spoken to, and you can't say this about every current Cleveland Brown. And if you listen to the show, you know the Easter eggs I've left in there. Anybody I've talked to, he's working as hard as he can to be the best quarterback he can. This is why I think that this year is important, because you would be, if it doesn't go your way, it would be year three. And yes, it does make it a little bit easier to go, you know what? I can't keep you guys happy about nothing. I am what I am. I got paid. To hell with you. It makes, if it doesn't go his way, it just makes it easier to do that. And I don't want that, and I don't think any Browns fan does. But I can tell you unequivocally, he has worked as hard as he possibly could this offseason to be the best quarterback he possibly can be. It's part of the reason why it's a big season. And that's why my nerves tell me to not play the guy. I would still like to see him get the process with Jerry Jeudy, get back on page with David Njoku, because I could sit there and say all day long and mean it that David Njoku doesn't need it, a Cooper doesn't need it. Jeudy, maybe you would say he needs it with him, okay? It seems that everybody's down on Jerry Jeudy now. But if Deshaun Watson wanted it, it's been a long time. When did he get hurt? November? December? January? It's been 10 months, right? If he felt, because it was November 12th when he got hurt, so we're looking at almost 10 months on August 10th. Lord almighty. If you have that amount, I would like him to be on the field just to get some process going, to get some seasoning with him and his wide receivers again. A little bit of Jerry Jeudy.
Hey, well,
you don't even have to throw it at Jerry Jeudy. Just know where Jerry Judy's going, and he knows where you're going with it.
Remember that first preseason game when who was he throwing to? Anthony Schwartz, and he was all over the place,
yeah.
And on the good throws, and they were getting dropped.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't want him out there with fourth-team wide receivers. Now, I'm not going to sit there and compare anybody to Anthony Schwartz because it's demeaning to anybody who's on the current roster, but that didn't help at all. I agree with you on that. Like the Jacksonville game, I don't need him throwing to Anthony Schwartz. I don't need any Browns quarterback throwing to Anthony Schwartz. I don't need any local high school quarterback throwing to Anthony Schwartz for that matter.
Not that the fans matter in this case, but boy, would the fans love just a simple throw and catch to Jerry Jeudy in the preseason.
And I'm telling guys, if he went 2 of 5, I'd go, it's good work. He got his work in. It's not what you're going to see during the regular season. Stop it if people are going to be upset. If he went out there and just threw zinger after zinger after zinger to the other team, I'd wonder why the hell he's still out there. But he's got to get his work in. And I promise you, if he goes 6 of 6 and a touchdown and then that's it, a lot of people are going to be over the moon. I will be very measured in the commentary because I know that it's going to be different in the regular season. Brandon Whedon taught me that lesson years ago because I'm an excitable boy and I had to learn that, yep, base defense is base defense. Regular season is different than what you're going to see in the preseason.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.